KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Demonstrators barricaded themselves inside of a building at Columbia University in New York, one of several schools where ABC's Stephanie Ramos says pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated.
At the University of Texas at Austin, dozens arrested as protesters and police in riot gear clashed. At the University of Florida, 9 protesters arrested. The school saying the University of Florida is not a daycare and we do not treat protesters like children. They knew the rules. They broke the rules.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East as talks continue for a potential ceasefire. Testimony resumes today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. And 3 members of a U.S. Marshals task force were killed, along with a Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer. They were attempting to serve a warrant when the suspect opened fire. The suspect was killed. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters are calling for the University of Wisconsin in Madison to cut ties with Israel. They've been camping on campus since yesterday morning. Pro-Palestine demonstrators across the country started building similar encampments in April. About 200 people rallied Monday at UW-Milwaukee. Crime is going down, but people tell their local leaders public safety is their top concern. Danny Thompson is Waukesha's police chief. He says people should tell candidates this election year to work with local law enforcement.
One is helping training is important. Two is educate our kids not to get involved in crime and drugs and things of that nature. And three is that engagement piece and be in partnership with the community.
Thompson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison City planners are making changes to the divisive West Area Plan draft. A walking path and a bike path proposed for the Salt Creek Greenway is being moved to existing streets, and city leaders say more changes are coming. The West Area Plan proposes a handful of changes meant to simplify Madison's land use planning and make it more equitable, but Westside homeowners say they're concerned about government overreach. The Dane County Regional Airport is finished with its 90,000-square-foot expansion of its south terminal. Officials are using the occasion to announce the airport reached its third highest passenger traffic in the airport's 85-year history last year, more than 1 million people in 2023. That's just shy of the all-time record of nearly 1.2 million in 2019. Airport officials credit a high demand for air travel and some other factors. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Game 5, the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA playoffs. The Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight with their backs to the wall, down 3-1 to the Pacers. Doc Rivers.
Here's the deal. We have 2 games left at home. They have 1 game left at home, right? That's how you can look at it. And so the first thing is we have to win the first game at home. And then we can talk about the rest after that.
Baseball, the Brewers down 1-0, bottom of the 9th, when Jack Bowers gets called for interference with the catcher, manager Pat Murphy, after getting ejected from the game.
They have to call it. It's backswing interference. You know, I'm not a rules expert, but the rule says that if on a swing on a third strike, the backswing interferes with the catcher catching the ball, then you can call backswing interference. That backswing happened after the ball was already past him. So, in my opinion, that's a bad call. They made a mistake, and they changed the game.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, are low 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Trump is back in court. I'll feel better about that. And he's coming to Waukesha on Wednesday. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Can we just acknowledge how refreshing it is to see a president of the United States at an event that doesn't begin with a bailiff saying, all rise? I would like to point out, it's after 10 p.m. Sleepy Joe is still awake. While Donald Trump has spent the past week falling asleep in court every morning. Though Fox News said he was just being anti-woke.
Colin Jost did a fantastic job at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Oh, my God.
So.
Decency. Hi, I'm back.
Hi,
although
back.
I did photobomb you yesterday for one segment. Because really,
thank you for doing that.
I wasn't going to come down about the puppy killer. Oh my God, Jody! The breaking news this morning. Maybe the puppy killer is a bridge too far for the rapist.
Finally,
did the right have to do polling on shooting puppies
sure
in the
did.
Face?
I'm
yeah,
sure they did.
I love one story. The outrage on the left was immediate. On the right, it trickled in. They're like, huh? I don't know. How do people feel about shooting puppies in the face?
Not good.
Oh, they don't like it. Okay, yeah. Then we're against that. What a principled trash heap party. Joe Walsh is here today, finally, our former GOP, to ask him what the actual with your former party.
Mm. Do you want me to be quiet about
yes.
it? Yes. Yes.
Shut. Taking a long time to get him on.
Yes, it took a
he agrees with us on puppy killing. That's all we need. And democracy.
He is.
I'm glad he does.
And the magical Amy Yazbek.
Yeah.
You used to work with her.
I did. She, the beautiful actress Amy Yazbek.
And she said she will be fine. She's going to put her face in cold water so that she looks good this morning.
She always looks good. She's beauty schmall. Okay. So, yeah, I loved who tweeted. I don't know about anyone else. I really could have done without puppy murder in an already brutal news cycle.
Yeah.
A lot of people are, well, first of all, I'm wearing all of my dog rescue shirts for the rest of forever. That's all I'm wearing
dog?
Now. This was the rescue in Thailand. I rescued two dogs from Thailand. You can bring them on your ticket back to America so they can find homes, and they're rescued from the meat trade and all that. But, you know, for people that rescue dogs and don't, what's the term I'm thinking
Shoot
of?
Them in the face?
Shoot
right.
them in the face.
That
yes,
part.
I had to mention it because I feel like now it needs to be said. I mentioned to Jody
so that I don't.
As when Bonnie and Clyde, you know, hop up in Jody Hamilton's petting zoo as they do. I said, if they bark when someone's on, don't shoot them in the face. Write that down.
I don't think I have
don't
to.
Don't shoot.
I'm pretty good with not shooting
okay.
any
well,
animal.
There's no danger of shooting Clyde in the face because he was facing the wrong way anyway.
Stop it. What? Clyde is... do you know how often I have to tell him he's smart to counteract your effect on his self-esteem?
You're the one who pointed out he was facing the wrong way.
He's
that
like, is true.
When does the show start?
Yeah.
No, he was looking at the camera.
Uh-huh.
They're just... beyond the loves of my life. Okay. I don't even know if there's... when I came out on stage Saturday, I'm like, I don't really have a joke about Kristi Noem. I just want to pour hot coffee in her... I'm sorry. It's not really...
We can see...
I did... people did
Tuesday.
Like that I said, does she masturbate to Old Yeller? Which is... is there any other humor than dark?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, do you have Arms of the Angels? Yeah, I think her spank bank is basically all of those dog rescue commercials from MSNBC. That's what I think.
Because they all look in flux?
Yeah, I think that's her spank bank. That's her, like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's gross.
Look how cold they are. Ooh. I'm just saying.
She's a sociopath. She's a sociopath.
Yeah.
All right. Sarah McLachlan is not available yet.
She's coming.
Oh, yeah, it's too late.
She'll be here soon.
Yeah, I think that's what I think she does. It's seasonal, Jody. She's like, ooh, look how cold. Ooh, they're shivering. Oh, I can't wait till it's hot. And they die of heat stroke. And, yeah. Ooh, look at that. Oh, they're so thirsty. Okay.
She lost cat turd.
Huh?
She lost cat turd.
I don't know who that is.
When you've lost cat turd, America's over.
Oh, cat turd is like this hardcore right-wing troll.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when you lose cat turd, you've lost.
You know her favorite movie? Zero Dalmatians.
I guess what? My pants taste really good to Bonnie.
As you were saying, I believe she has taken her career into the gravel pit and shot it at this point.
Yes, in its face. In her face.
Right? Mm-hmm. Chris, you said that yesterday, that it's going to be a waste of those fancy Texas pageant teeth.
Yes.
I mean... Time to do some fancy pageant walking out of public life, you big psycho.
I think I was watching CNN yesterday, and they showed like video of Christine Ohm from 5 years ago. She looks absolutely nothing like she does now.
Oh, kind of like Eric Trump's wife?
Okay, yeah. Can I have my apology music? Yes, I remember that I said I thought she was hot a long time ago.
Well, she
remember
was.
During COVID, I didn't. She is beautiful.
She's pretty.
She is as ugly on the inside as she is beautiful on the outside.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
God, what the... How bad is it that the puppy shooting is only the second worst thing you've done next to in Corey Lewandowski?
Yeah! I just think I'm going to buy it.
She did Corey Lewandowski?
Despicable, horrible human beings.
They're together?
They still are,
I think. Your party of family values.
Yeah, she had an affair with him whilst still married.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so he's not important now?
Not important.
Okay.
No.
In between assaulting reporters, he's, you know, married women, allegedly.
No, it's happening.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's anything alleged about it.
No, it's happening.
I consulted Jacoby and Myers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I apologize. I just saw a bunch of governors on TV during COVID. I was like, oh, she's hot, you know.
She's pretty.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It does kind of go to my taste
she's
in
superficially
women.
Pretty.
It does go to my taste in women.
She's superficially pretty.
She's cultivating the Kimberly Guilfoyle look now. Because Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Good timing. She's coming out with a book on dogs, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Yeah. Fantastic.
Because Kimberly Guilfoyle, when she was with Gavin Newsom, was really pretty. Now
she's
just like this fake automaton.
She looks like one of the gargoyles in Ghostbusters.
Yes!
Gozar? Or the other one?
Gozar was Rick Moranis.
Paul Gozar?
What? Did you have the other thing I asked for?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Because he's failing entirely on Sarah McLachlan. Okay. Oh, there it is. Oh, are the dogs still cold? That's fun. Okay, all right. She is such
a
psycho.
Lot just for that.
You were late. Jerry tweeted, watch for Christy Noem to gradually up the danger Cricket supposedly posed. Within 2 weeks, I expect she'll be claiming Cricket was Hitler reborn, setting up concentration camps for chickens. I mean, she just keeps making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
She's doubling and tripling and whatever. Mm-hmm. Ay, ay, ay. Eric Swalwell said, a woman who thinks you should shut up about her right to shoot her puppy wants to force teenage girls to carry their rapist baby. One other. Mrs. Richards said, so let me get this straight. Christy Noem killed a bird dog who was bad at hunting birds for going after chickens. Just a dog-loving city girl here, but aren't chickens considered birds?
And
she also talks about how, like, joyful and it's super.
She's having
she's
a good
puppy.
Time. She's a
she
baby.
Doesn't... God.
She was a
I'm just saying, I feel like it's a feature, not a bug.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, everybody's gone through the whole, like, Huckabee's hanging a dog. And, and remember Sarah Palin would shoot wolves from a helicopter? And Mitt Romney strapping the dog to the car. And right on and on. I mean, I'm just saying, I remember.
It was election year in
Sarah
the
Palin.
USA. John McCain chose Sarah to save the day. We were real excited, what a maverick choice. Her only flaw was that annoying voice.
Hi, I'm Sarah Palin.
She looked so cool, in glasses and a bun. Just like
while Oops. She talked, I saw the country Dead. Go to hell. Then all of a sudden, somebody yelled, "Look out! The girl VP's got a gun!" Everybody run! The ex-beauty queen's got a gun.
Everybody crazy pageant run. Bitches.
Yep.
The ex-beauty queen has got a gun. Is this really happening? I don't believe it! Sarah's smiling and waving her gun, sucking in Republicans one by one. Does GOP stand for gullible old party? Can't they see she's just Alaskan Barbie? And poor pregnant Bristol, I think I heard her shriek. Stop it, Mom, you're such a freak! Why do you think I have a bun in the oven? Do you blame me for getting some hockey player loving? Everybody run. The girl VP's got a gun. Everybody run. The ex-beauty queen has got a gun. Stop, Sarah. I'm so afraid. Don't take back Roe versus Wade.
Always done.
Gets excited when someone mentions drilling. Except the kind of gays do, then she's really chilling.
Oh! Sex is just for guys and gals. The Bible clearly states, if you would just pray harder, God would make you straight.
I swear I'm gonna slap the lipstick off that pig.
How can people think she's the answer to their prayers? She wants to pop a cap in all the polar bears. And what's with all this talk of her shooting caribou? How could McNoburn pick her? Is he sniffing glue? Everybody run. The girl VP's got a gun.
Oh my God.
Everybody
Julie Brown doesn't even have to work anymore.
No, nope, not at all.
If he picks her.
Queen has got a gun.
Our favorite is at the end of this, and she goes, "Oh, I think I winged a homo."
Uh-huh.
Okay. Julie Brown, National Treasure.
Absolutely.
Just saw her recently.
That's like a 5-minute song, though. So
I know.
Sorry. Oh, it's brilliant. Sorry about brilliant.
That. Yeah.
Oh my God, I loved all the love stories posted on Twitter. Sarah said, "Here is the chicken I had to wrestle from Marigold's jaws after she tried to murder it. Here are the consequences of her actions. We decided she is not a great farm dog and took her wine tasting instead."
See, that's what you do.
She's holding a great parent.
With the wine right next to it. It's adorable.
Yes, as I mentioned yesterday, of course, my dad was the Republican vice presidential candidate. And pop quiz, how many dog puppies did my dad shoot in the face?
Zero.
Thank you. You got that right. Zero. He shot zero because he wasn't a psychopath.
I don't even think Joe Lieberman shot a dog in the face.
No. I don't think so either. Dude. We had five dogs growing up.
Is that okay posthumously? Tragedy
fine.
Plus?
No,
it's there's been enough time.
All right.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
That's where Julie Brown got that from, because we always used to say Joe Lieberman douche. When he was, you know,
alive.
Black and healthcare stuff.
When he was alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where to now?
Well, healthcare didn't help him either.
No, it didn't.
Oh, dear. Okay. Can I just say thank you for all the love? Oh, my God, Philadelphia. I don't even know what to say. Katie, Sexy Liberal Philly was the best. Steph, my husband Ryan and I bought Sexy Liberal Philly. The show was absolutely amazing. You, Hal, Frangela, et al. Did a fantastic job. The panel discussion was absolutely wonderful. It was completely awesome getting to meet and hug all of you. It was magic getting to meet Hal Sparks, telling him what a hero I think he is. I love seeing Frangela again, asking them what's for dinner, knowing very well they would say Biden. And boy, am I glad for it. John speaks Bible better than anyone. And getting to hug you, Steph, was truly beautiful. Aww. See, I'm just a delivery system ornament.
You're a John Fugelsang delivery system.
Right? Yes, I'm a other sexy liberal delivery system.
Like cake is a frosting delivery system.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm like tofu. I'm nothing by myself.
You absorb the flavor of everybody else.
Yeah, I got nothing. Thank you guys so much for a night, Ryan, and I will never forget. Madison, you are up next, and then Albuquerque. Oh my God, on and on. June.
We can announce Madison.
Seattle.
We can announce Madison.
Oh, yes. Wait. See if that's a issue. Just check sexyliberal.com. Just do it. Oh, my God. Representative Mark Pocan.
Pocan.
Of the great. He's done it before. He has joined us at the Barrymore before in Madison. That is going to be off the chain.
We're
going
to have to make her understand how to pronounce his last name.
Here, I brought you a pocan pie.
There you go.
Hi, Mark. He's fantastic.
He is.
Blah, 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 blah. That's May 11th. Mm-hmm. May 11th. And then May 18th is Albuquerque. And then June is Denver and Boston. July is Atlanta and Boston. Okay, I can't get through the rest of it. New York. Uh-huh. New York and Chicago in August. And on we go. Okay. And I told my Colonel Steve Austin story again yesterday. So I've been texting with Rachel and David, who are... His name is Ezra now.
And he's so big.
Oh, wow.
He's ginormous.
Ezra.
They text and send me pictures. They're coming to Portland, sexy liberal. Anyway, I'll tell when we get back. They had another incident with Stevie, and we texted back and forth. And guess what they didn't do?
Shoot him?
Yeah, they did not shoot him in the face. Good. Everyone's living happily ever after. Just saying, for those of you that don't realize that doesn't have to be an option. Okay.
It should never be an option.
Yes. Yes. What? I know it's late. Okay, fine.
It's right
there. Be that way. I have a lot to get to this morning. I've only been gone one day. Donald Trump is back in court today.
He is. The
adjudicated rapist business fraud.
She said it right.
Yeah, you said adjudicated.
Adjudicated.
That a girl.
Okay. 20 minutes.
You're like a CNC.
I'm scared of Chris. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Yes, the Morning Cake that powered me through Philadelphia. Did I miss one in my... We're going to rename it Stephanie Miller Molesting Monuments Tour because I've molested every monument in every city I've been in. Mm-hmm. I got all of them in Philadelphia, I'm pretty sure.
Including the entire art museum.
Yes. Did the steps, did
you
the Rocky,
Rocky?
Did the Rocky thing. Has anyone ever done that before on the Rocky steps?
Gee, I don't think so. Hmm. There were probably like 20 people doing it
at the same time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, the guy, the people that filmed it for me, the guy had just done it in front of me. And I was like, oh, yours is good. Can you take mine too?
So you just asked randos to film you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I was alone. Okay. Because you weren't there and Ron was still driving and whatever. My point is morning kick. That's my point. This is a lot. I'm 11 billion years old. I don't care how Jody Hamilton lies about it constantly and her mother.
Well, I'm not in your 50s.
Morning Kick is my go-to, man. 10 supplements in one. It has been a game changer for me, I'm telling you. It helps support my joints. That's a lot of steps, I'm just saying. Yeah, you can make fun of Rocky, but...
That's famous for being a lot of steps.
Yeah, yeah. Probiotics to help shed extra pounds. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. Oh, I need the thing to shed pounds, Jody, because, you know, on the road, you eat stuff, you know, whatever. So, okay, it's right in here. Back in fighting weight. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to treat, cure, or diagnose any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm just like any modern woman trying to have it all. Loving husband, a family. It's just I wish I had more time to seek out the dark forces and join their hellish crusade.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed High Impact Protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of High Impact Protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
The Wisconsin Grassroots Network's 15th annual festival is coming Saturday, May 4th at Lawrence University in Appleton. The festival encourages networking and is an ideal place for connecting with citizens who are looking to get involved. Attendees from all over Wisconsin will meet progressive community organizations who share values such as democracy, justice, equality, and the environment. There'll be nationally recognized speakers, breakout sessions, tabling, bands, and Garrison Keillor. For more information, go online to wigrassrootsnetwork.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like
Stephanie Miller.
Don't you?
I mentioned yesterday I am dating an 80-year-old Jewish couple and their dog, Kara, who I met at LAX, and they came to the sexy little Philadelphia. We had a fantastic time, okay?
How did you manage to convince them to do that, like, random stranger?
They wanted to.
Okay.
We fell in love at LAX, like every romantic comedy movie.
So wait, they were going to Philly anyway.
Michael and Marcy and their dog, Kara, who was like a King Charles Spaniel.
What were they going to Philly for? Apparently nothing.
A funeral.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So they needed to laugh.
Yes, they did, and they had a fantastic time.
Okay.
Okay. I forgot. I've only gone for a day, and I'm getting in old fights with Chris because I was like, mostly I don't listen to him. He's like audio wallpaper after 25 years. And so I was like, did you actually say pardoning Nixon was a good thing and it turned the temperature down in the country last week? I was like, it just came back to me. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm really
the vast
surprised.
Majority of the American people did not agree with that. And that's why Ford lost. And we wouldn't be here today if he had got, if he'd gone to jail.
Did it not turn down the temperature in the country?
No!
Yes, it did.
No,
yes,
the vast majority
Mom and Dad, stop arguing!
Listen, Mommy and Daddy are not breaking up. We got Sling TV. You can have two Christmases anyway because you're a good girl.
Free Speech TV is on Sling TV.
See?
Okay. I just thought I'd pick an old fight.
Yeah, fight from last week.
I know, because I realized it's like I have a delayed reaction, like the doctor hitting my knee. I was like, did that
just happen?
Well, actually, say it was a good thing that they pardoned Nixon.
I said it turned down the temperature in the country.
This is me. This is Ed Chris and a man.
I'm going to get Jill Winebanks on soon. She will be very
patrocending.
She will be very upset with
did
you.
Did it or did it not?
It did not.
No. Oh,
no.
God. You are Wrongy McWrongerson from Wrong Town. You've taken a wrong turn in Wrong Town.
I don't even remember.
Nixon was in exile the rest of his life.
I have an update on my beloved rescue dog, Colonel Steve Austin.
Oh, God.
He should have been in prison.
Oh, and the CNN poll.
He's in exile.
We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, please.
Can we turn his mic off? Oh, he controls it. Never mind.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
Demonstrators barricaded themselves inside of a building at Columbia University in New York, one of several schools where ABC's Stephanie Ramos says pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated.
At the University of Texas at Austin, dozens arrested as protesters and police in riot gear clashed. At the University of Florida, 9 protesters arrested. The school saying the University of Florida is not a daycare and we do not treat protesters like children. They knew the rules. They broke the rules.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East as talks continue for a potential ceasefire. Testimony resumes today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. And 3 members of a U.S. Marshals task force were killed along with a Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer. They were attempting to serve a warrant when the suspect opened fire. The suspect was killed. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Consumer groups accuse big grocery retailers of price gouging. Angela Hoffman is the president of the group Farm Action.
It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit the American people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it.
That report finds retailer profits rose 7% in 2023 compared to 5.6% in 2015. Wisconsin's annual Pothole Patrol is underway. Governor Evers was in Menominee Monday to launch a new round of pothole filling. As usual, the governor used the occasion to remind drivers to slow down for road crews as roadwork season ramps up again. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something to watch, here's a new Schwabamendation. Liam Neeson's In the Land of Saints and Sinners is a good film. Neeson had fallen into a rut of cookie-cutter revenge films, but Saints and Sinners has a solid story, is set in Ireland, where the actor plays an enforcer who is searching for more out of life and butts heads with a group of Irish Republican Army soldiers. The film has just enough action, really good characters, and is in a beautiful setting. Jerry Seinfeld says you can't worry about being politically correct when it comes to comedy. The 69-year-old comedy legend was discussing Unfrosted, his feature film directorial debut, about Pop-Tarts with Page Six when he segued into the topic of offensive comedy. The comedian says pick up a paper, look for jokes, and just navigate around them. Jerry says he is not worried about being politically correct with his act, which is a tough stance and shows a lot of backbone. He's also worth $1 billion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, are low 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Brian, I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So
you need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Next up on The Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by Journal Sentinel reporter Rory Lennon. A bit of scandal on the school board. Don't miss it.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Yep. Thank you, Colin Jost. Are we a decent... That's what's, you know, mm-hmm. The IQ test we're going to have in November, the national decency test. Are we a nation of rapist puppy killers... or no? And fascism, or are we a democracy? Mm-hmm. Are we with decency? Whether you agree with Joe Biden on everything or not. Okay. By the way, this one. Dr. Dow said, thanks to John Fugelsang and all of you for the reminder not to let the political darkness affect my emotions anymore and to instead stay happy and laugh at it. My Buddhist teacher always used to remind us of this. He also said it's how we defeat the darkness. That is part of what Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour is about. And so thank you, everybody that's coming out. And we cannot wait to get to Madison and Albuquerque and on because it's really, we all need this right now. Right? I mean, yes. Jody Hamilton.
Donald, 8 minutes ago, said, so I'm going into this trial. I'm going to sit in a freezing cold ice box for 8 hours, 9 hours or so.
Okay. Thank you.
Stop talking about the cake.
What a Thank snowflake. You for
updating us from the bassinet. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I love something Kevin from D.C. said on the show yesterday. You know, I listen because I enjoy it much better without, you know.
Stephanie
you?
Miller.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, he said, I am not bedwetting yet, but my bladder is getting full.
That was a great line.
That was hilarious. But we can't help it. We're all human, mm-hmm. right? It polls. So that you did you see this over the week? I'm on the plane watching the CNN poll where Trump is up by 6.
Yep.
And I'm just, it's like that Colin Jost joke, right? Mm-hmm. About, you know, he's been, you know, ruled a rapist, a business fraud. He's on trial, blah, blah, blah. And it's tied. Yeah. And this one wasn't even... But then I watched some of CNN, and I realized why. I mean, what do I say about polls, Chris?
They're BS until you find one that you like.
Yes, and that one's
correct.
But you know what? It's like a vicious circle, because then I watched this interview with Lindsey Graham, and God bless Dana Bash. I don't think it's one person anymore.
No.
I think
it's producers. It's everybody.
It's corporate media. Mm-hmm. It's access journalism. They just let these Republicans come on and lie. In mm-hmm. this case, it was Lindsey Graham. But just fact check. Because they do 70,000 stories about Biden's old, and then they're like, our polling shows that people think Biden's old, and it's so, you know, Republicans say the economy's doing bad, so, oh, look, the American people think the economy's doing bad. It's like, wah! That thing about, you know, when one side says it's raining and the other side says it isn't, it isn't your job to report that. It's your job to open the window and tell people whether it's raining or not. But
we don't get much access to anybody because we tell the truth.
That's true.
Yes, exactly.
Very true.
We're ass bites to everyone.
Yeah.
Just this is the Lindsey Graham interview.
David Pecker, who ran the National Enquirer's parent company, testified that he paid to catch and kill stories about Trump specifically to help his presidential campaign. You don't have any concerns about that?
You know, apparently a lot of people do this. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tiger Woods.
Both sides do it.
I think the whole thing is a crock. The statute of limitations has long shut out the misdemeanor cases. So this liberal prosecutor in Manhattan came up with a federal campaign violation.
Oh, my God. Again, not what Arnold Schwarzenegger did. Right. And it just point out those basic facts. This is how they get away with, oh, nobody cares about the, all of these are political. They're all Biden prosecutions, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's so insane.
What he did was illegal.
Thank you.
Right. It was election interference.
Exactly.
It was fraudulent business practices. It's not at all what Arnold Schwarzenegger. It is not the paying hush money is not the crime.
Exactly. That's not the crime.
He knows that. And Dana Bash knows that.
And it doesn't matter if nobody cares about it. What the man did was illegal.
But you know,
be prosecuted for it.
But you know what? So he cites their poll to her,
right?
To mm-hmm. justify what he's saying. Well, it's like your poll just came out. It's like, yes, that poll is because people like you are allowed to go on these networks and lie without being fact checked, right? It's like Dick Cheney planning the WMD lies to the New York Times and then quoting the New York Times WMD lies to justify the illegal invasion of Iraq.
Yep.
One more here.
Tiger Woods is not running for president, and the allegation is about, at least not
yeah,
yet.
No,
about
I got
campaign.
It. Yeah, I think the whole thing's BS. Okay. Yeah, I think it's all BS.
No matter what you
political
think.
BS.
And just
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, just to underscore something you said earlier, if he is convicted, you will still support him and vote for him.
Absolutely. I think what's going on with Donald Trump is weaponization of the law. He's being prosecuted in Manhattan, one of the deepest blue cities in the country.
Who cares? Don't commit crimes then in a blue city.
Right. Yes. Oh, my God. That was like a little, just a screenshot of why we are where we are. because this is the mainstream. They just, to get access to these guys, they, of course, they don't ever really fact check them.
Right.
A little bit, tiny bit of pushback here and there. But, oh, he also said, oh, you know, Jack Smith looked at this and said there was nothing there. That is not true. Jack Smith was never appointed
exactly.
about the hush money election interference
right.
case.
Thank
right.
you.
It was Bill Barr mm-hmm. that did not prosecute this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I guess you could say Merrick Garland didn't pick it up, but he did not appoint Jack Smith, who found nothing. That was an easy fact check.
Yes.
To go, Jack Smith did not look at this and say there's nothing here.
Right.
But she let him get away with that.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need, you know what?
Okay?
I need my boo-foo.
Oh.
Hi, Karen, Chicago. I forgot how taxing this is.
Hi, sweetie.
Maybe you should
hi.
Take another day off.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Welcome back.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad that you were able to rest yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris and Jody.
Yes, that you did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
You know, I remember there was a roundtable with Upchuck Turd many years ago, and he talked about the fact that they are told that they are not allowed to push too hard on these fragile little baby Republicans because they need them to come back.
Right.
So I think that that explains a lot. And yes, polls reflect the information that people are getting. So if they're being fed... you know, that kind of information, that's going to be reflected in the polls. What I would have loved with that interview is to ask Ms. Lindsey why he did a complete 180 after he went to Mar-a-Lago. Could it have been because of a potential pack of pecker picks? That's what I
You've been waiting a really long time to
you
say that.
You little scamp.
Yeah.
You saucy little mink.
She had that prepared ages ago.
That was written down.
Waiting for
it was rehearsed.
But here's how you do it. Take a master class from the Empress of All She Purveys, Nancy D'Alessandro, D'Alessandro Pelosi, Speaker forever. But here she is with Katie Turr, who sometimes goes a little right-wing talking point for my taste.
Does. Here we go.
Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine.
Yes. Oh. Thank you. And mic drop. Really?
Angry grandmother came out.
Yeah.
Wow.
She
angry Italian grandmother.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, boy.
That might be what you do, but it ain't what I do.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
First of all, mishandled the COVID pandemic, which is part of the reason.
And jobs were already going away before the pandemic began.
He did a crappy job before COVID.
Yes.
You're really going to use that talking point. You know, and again, historically disastrous response to COVID, which is what caused more. I mean, and that's what I mean, Chris, is about there isn't both sides do it to the economy. We wonder why is polling show, oh, people think, you know, Trump was better on the economy because you get away
telling
with
him.
The mainstream media and Republicans get away with that when provably by every barometer, the economy is $11 times better. Okay. You know what I need? I need to give you, you know what we all need, what the world needs now?
Love, sweet love?
No, for Angela.
Oh, okay.
By the way, we drank our faces off in Philadelphia after the show.
Oh, dear.
I can't get enough time with Frangela, so I had to listen to Final Word on the way home. They are magical.
They are.
Just, I was being in gratitude for as exhausting as doing the road is for me on top of morning drive. Getting time to spend time with all the amazing people on this tour is just... anyway, here's a... I have a lot of things to go over with them on Friday. Because just when you think you've learned to speak, Frangela, and you know, for instance, that we are not Boo Boo the Fool up in here.
Right.
You can't wax the pony twice.
No. Right. What are you going to do with rice?
If you throw rice at me, I'm going to catch it and cook it.
Atta girl.
Okay, there's new ones.
Oh.
I'm going to have to get some explanation. You need, here's one. You need to watch which way the butter gets spread. Something that has
spread. Oh, that's new.
Yeah,
that's a new one.
Something about the Supreme Court. Watch which way that butter gets spread. And I don't know if it has to do with the biscuits that Clarence Thomas makes or the butter, but I don't know.
And we'll Angela ask. Always says to her, how old are you?
here's another one. Angela said, if a holla got a crick, what does that tell you? That a crick got a holla.
You wrote all this down. I listened to it over the weekend.
Oh, no,
I know what
I
you're talking
it.
About. Right
I paused
there.
It and I wrote it down.
You've got, I mean, Frangela, I think, is the key to the universe, and you need to learn it. You know which way the wind flow. Yeah, you do, because it's not from under your roof. It's not from under your roof.
I don't get that one.
Okay. I don't. Well, that's what I'm saying. We're going to have a course in Frangelica on Friday. Okay. Cats and dogs don't play where the sun don't shine. Not under baby Jesus' sky. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about. That could very well be the key to saving our democracy. I don't know what it means. We're going to it's like the Da Vinci Code. I'm going to crack it.
All right.
On Friday.
Crack it and cook it.
Yep.
And butter it. Every which way. Lisa's coming to Madison, sexy liberal.
Hey, Lise.
Now starring Mark Pocan.
Hello.
Representative Mark Pocan will be there. Hooray on panel. Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Chris and Jody.
Hi.
Jody, I love you. And I hear your mom is pretty nice, too.
All right.
That was I'll let her know.
Thank you for Stephanie Miller Show etiquette.
I am super stoked about seeing Sexy Liberal Show in Madison at the Barrymore on May 11th.
Yay.
I got VIP tickets for me and my husband, so we'll see you at the meet and grope.
Yay.
It's going to be our first time, so please grope easy.
Very gentle.
Are you a gentle lover?
I'll give you a little nibbly neck kisses first.
I'm going to hold you to that.
All right.
Literally hold you to that. I agree with you, Steph, that Colin Jost killed at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that Jody has the clip of him slamming Laura Trump. It's as if he shot her and then left her body in a gravel pit.
We have it.
There.
Oh, by demand. Here you go. This is really your show, Lisa. I'll see you at the meet and greet. I'll see your neck at the meet and greet. Thank
you.
Love you.
Okay. See your neck?
Here it is.
There are so many incredible individuals here tonight. Laura Trump is here tonight.
Woo!
Okay, I got one woo. She recently released a cover of the song I Won't Back Down. Upon hearing it, Tom Petty died again. I can't believe I'm saying this to a member of the Trump family, but maybe stick to politics?
Did you see the clip? Because they showed her back.
I'm guessing she wasn't...
she was not moving.
She was humorless?
Yes. She didn't look at anybody.
How unusual for the Trump family to be completely humorless.
Still, it was funny.
God. All right. Anyway, decency. That's what...
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
At long last, do we have decency
in
America?
Catch and cook it.
That is...
No, wait. That's rice.
We have moved on from Frangela. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my molesting monuments tour brought to you by Morning Kick. I molested every single... I had to climb up on some pedestals and hurry before the cops got there. So I've been really... I had to run the rocky steps.
How is Ben Franklin as a lover?
I Handy J'd his cane.
Okay.
Look at the picture on my Instagram. He's looked quite surprised.
Well, by all accounts, he was kind of freaky in bed.
Yeah. He didn't expect that from a les, I don't think. He was just like, ooh. Wow, you're pretty good at that.
He thought you were a French hooker.
He would know.
You're good at that for a French whore.
He would know.
Yes, he would.
As you know, I am a very giving and athletic lover.
Uh-huh.
Right, Ben? Okay, call me. Morning Kick.
Yeah, Ben from 30 years ago. They would know.
I'm younger than somebody. 10 supplements in one, ashwagandha, prebiotics, probiotics. I got to get back in fighting shape now because, you know, I don't know what the hell I ate on the road. Stuff I never eat.
Cheesesteak and pretzels.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, what the... Okay. I'm telling you, there's all kinds of superfoods in there for muscles and joints, anti-aging supplements, boosts of energy. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Help me help you.
Well, you know being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth luxury bedding and sleepwear. And right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code Miller at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom's going to love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep. Temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather outside. That is my favorite thing. plus every Cozy Earth purchase backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality that she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember, use that promo code Miller. You save 35% at CozyEarth.com and look like a hero to your mom. CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, use the promo code Miller.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today we're talking credit scores. I mean, we all know we're supposed to have a good one, but what is a credit score? It's a number rating how likely you are to pay back a loan. Anytime you use credit, you know, like your credit card or a mortgage, the info about what you borrowed and when you paid it gets sent to three credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They track every transaction and compile detailed financial information on every single American. I mean, a little creepy, am I right? And they rate you on a scale from 300 to 850. Over 670 is good, and over 800 is excellent. Then the bureaus sell your rating to anybody who's thinking about lending you money, and you get a better or a worse deal based on your score. Best way to keep that score up is pay your bills on time. This is Carrie Joy from Work Money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. Take good care.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by NetSuite.
NetSuite.
They put the suite in NetSuite.
They do.
Quick math. The less your business, the less time, your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. That's like, we have one, that's me. We have one source of truth and one HR department. That's me.
That's you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're learning from me. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite.
Sweet.
Has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head over to netsuite.com, stop it, slash Miller, netsuite.com/Miller.
Sweet. Stop it.
54 minutes after the hour. By the way, Steve Bannon tweeted, Trump said last week it would have been terrible and horrible if he tried to have Hillary Clinton prosecuted after the 2016 election, which makes it all the more notable that Trump tried to have Hillary Clinton prosecuted after the 2016 mm-hmm. election. Right. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. People forget. Mm-hmm. Even Bill Barr wouldn't do this because he had no evidence because Hillary didn't do anything
right.
wrong. You can't. Oh, my God. Even his lackey wouldn't. And the fact that he tried to make it sound like he was just a bigger person than Joe Biden. He was just a nice guy. No, you tried. But they were like, literally, what are you going to do? Like, pull her over and plant drugs on her? She didn't do anything.
Right.
Oh, my God. Okay, Mark in Wisconsin. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, thanks so much. And it sounds, you know, for the whole terrible cricket story that been processing that. And here's something to warm people's hearts that when I was... You know, going into rehab after having, you know, kind of a bad diagnosis for cancer, which fortunately I did, you know, that I had to go to rehab after I get out of the hospital. First thing that happened when I got to the rehab facility, the head nurse asked me if there's anything she could do for me. So I was looking for a foster for my dog that had gotten, he had been a kind of a reject as a field trial dog, but I just wanted a hunting buddy. She actually said, I'm still looking for a foster. She pulled her nurses. One of her nurses decided to take him. And she actually drove up, which was, you know, had drove up 30 miles to pick him up at the kennel he was at and brought him to see me before she gave hand him off to one of her nurses to foster for several months while I was, you know, getting, you know, more rehabbed and then awaiting my chemotherapy back in, you know, early 2020, which was fascinating because I, you know, that's when COVID hit right halfway through my chemo. Right. But looking forward to seeing you on next weekend on the 11th. I got meet and grope for the 11th.
Oh,
and,
I got a big hug for
I'll
you.
I'll be glad to see you guys. But I mean that when I've related that story, I mean, I cheer up and people I've told that story to cheer up because people are willing to go the extra mile for dogs.
Yep, absolutely.
And for animals in general. Yep. So
Mark,
it just is.
I will see you next May 11th. Can't wait. I got a big hug for you. A lot of people have been saying that. Like, you know, normally it's, you know, one-day news cycle. This is sticking with people.
Yeah.
I mean, not only because she's just doubling and tripling down and trying to defend it, but it's just, people can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about it, right? What's the thing I said? Dogs all over America know something has happened because they're getting way more kisses than usual.
And now members of the Trump family are starting to troll Kristi Noem, too, you know, with
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Mm-hmm. Nanny said, so instead of turning the pup over to the Humane Society, Kristi Noem shoots and kills a puppy just because she hated it. Isn't that a sign of a serial killer torturing and killing animals?
Of course.
By the way, a lot of people were mentioning things from a lot of different books about a lot of different Republicans. Sorry, the cruelty does seem to be the point, and it does seem to be a feature, not a bug of this whole party. We went through some of it. Hold, please. Oh, this one. Alacra tweets, childhood friend of George W. Bush. We were terrible to animals. Everyone would get BB guns and shoot them, or we put firecrackers in the frogs and throw them and blow them up. Can I say my Republican brother used to shoot at squirrels? Just saying. Okay. Anyway, on and on. We all know about the Huckabee kid hung one of their dogs. Like, it just, Mitt Romney strapped the dog to the roof. And you think of Mitt Romney as the nice, like, normal Republican guy? Oh, my God, there's stories about how homophobic he was in
that's not surprising.
Yeah, in school when he was...
That's not surprising.
58 minutes after the hour, we have Joe Walsh coming up. We have Amy Asbeck, Charlie Pierce all coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about funding our beloved green spaces with Tyler Burns from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. I hope you can join us, Matt Nair on Air.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 11. The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.